Hey, Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's the story.
Love it. Southern California's classic rock, 100.3 The Sound. I mentioned this before. There's a lot of times you hear a song and something seems familiar, especially in the vocals, someplace in the background. Especially if it's a Neil Young song, and any voice in the world combined with his is pretty interesting. I was talking with Jackson Browne, and Jackson was well known as a songwriter. He actually had the Eagles, had recorded one of his songs and done quite well before he really came out into this successful solo career thing. And the first song that most of us got to know Jackson from was Doctor My Eyes. And the voices behind it sounded very interesting. But exactly how'd that come down, Jackson?
When I first played Dr. Myers in the studio, it was just piano and congas and bass, and we later put some drums on, and then Crosby put the harmonies on, and I think Graham got involved because David Geffen played it for him and said, do you think this could get on the radio? And he said, well, if I had this high part, it might, you know.
Graham Nash, he's the one that was talking straight. There's Graham and Jackson Browne and David Crosby, if you listen closely. It's the story.
Doctor, my eyes have-